You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca. And John, Alex Ovechkin has a hat trick, 33rd of his career, which ties in with Brett Hall for fourth most all time. It is the one record he won't catch of Gretzky. Gretzky had 50 hat tricks, but he's obviously already ahead of him in regular season goals, and I think he's probably going to catch him the way he's going. Do you think Ovi will play next year?
I don't. I'm getting the hunch that, again, it's just a hunch, but and I really felt that way for the first couple of weeks. I'm thinking, oh boy, maybe that adrenaline last year going after the record now is just deflated, but he's always scored them in bunches, and here he goes again. He was pretty involved last night emotionally and physically, and he still clearly grinds out for goals. He loves to do it, and you know, his kids are a certain age. I'm sure they love coming to the rink, but whether or not he does want to play a few years in Russia and finish out in the KHL and do that, it's just, you know, the contract coming up. We see all these jersey swaps and all these pictures being taken, and maybe these are just in case situations, or because it's the year after the record, maybe it would have happened if he was 33 anyway. People want to get these, you know, cool memorabilia for their basements when it's all said and done. And Ovi's certainly one of those sweaters that, you know, a top 10 all-time sweater you'd want to get for these guys nowadays. So, I just wonder, it just seems like if this is kind of, this will be it for him this year. We'll see. But, you know, I kind of hope I hope Crosby goes for 2,000 points, which I think he'll get. I hope Ovi goes for 1,000 goals, which he could certainly get. If he probably only has to play until he's 42 or 43, he'll get there.
Well, it's wild the way he's going. Like him scoring another 30-goal season, which would be a 15th of his career's 21st 20-goal season. And, you know, even to get 40, like no one thought he'd get 40 last year. He had 44 and 65 games, for goodness sakes. Like he was on pace for 50 again. And it just – because I'm like a few weeks ago, people are like, oh, geez, maybe he's slowing down. And then he's just like, no, I woke up. I got 7 goals in 6 games, a hat trick last night. And it's not just the goals. He seemed like he's kind of gets that spark again. And once he does – and the advantage he has this year – is while all the other top guys will be playing the Olympics, he'll be getting a 2-week break.
Yeah. And they're a good team, you know, and the coach is really energetic, and the coach really does, you know, they put him out there with 1-goal leads and empty net situations, which they probably should. There are better options probably to get to loose pucks. But that being said, when the puck's on his stick, it goes in the net and from distance, and that clinches victory. So I guess, you know, he watches his point. He watches the point there. And so he's out there. So, you know, I think the coach is so smart and so self-aware with no ego that he's the perfect guy here in the sunset of his career. He'll probably be the last NHL coach he has because Carberry is going to be there for 10 years, I think. So I think everything's just working in his favor. The team good, competitive. The coach is perfect for him. And he obviously they loves the guys in the room. It's a good room, but there are a lot of crazy extroverts, kind of opposite of Edmonton. Seems to be a little more of a quieter room. And Ovi's a very playful, boyish, simple person. And I think everything just fits for him with that organization, that team.
I don't think we're probably talking about them enough. The Colorado Avalanche, in a year where there seems to be lots of parity, they're just steamrolling. They're 9-0-1 in their last 10 games. They only have one regulation loss all season long. You know, they've won 14 out of 20 games, and they got 33 points. Like, they are rolling, and that they kind of go with a Russian 5 unit that plays together, not all, but McKinnon's line with Natchez and Lekkonen, and then you throw in Taves and Makar. They're 1-2-3-4-5 in goals for 5-on-5 in the NHL this year.
7 wins in a row. Absolutely. I'm not surprised. Like, I thought they were the best team coming in, but I'm surprised with the one regulation loss. But only a 4-point lead over Dallas, which shows you how good Dallas is. And Dallas really hasn't quite found their way yet. They're injured, and Robertson got off to a cold start. And so now they're still kind of building up and still have ways to go, where at this point, you know, Colorado's kind of peaking a little bit early. They're going to eventually have a lull a little bit, but it gives them a good idea. Okay. At our best, we're right there. But we know we're in a very tough division. They were beaten by Dallas last year and Rantanen, which had to sting, and they turned it into a lot of rocket fuel. But yeah, I really do think the Cale Makar, when he's on the ice, in 5-on-5. It's almost like a power play, even when you're 5-on-5. And it's just, he's such a freak of nature. Hopefully at some point it's a type of season where he can get that Hart Trophy, because he really does change everything, not only power play, but like I said, 5-on-5. He's really, I think, the biggest differentiator in the league, 5-on-5, for a five-man unit, whatever that unit is. And obviously, when they put him on the top line, it's just insane at times, the possession they have of the puck in the offensive zone.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when you say they can't get better, they don't even have their starting goalie. So, Scott Wedgwood is playing very well, don't get me wrong. But, you know, mm-hmm. you look at that and you say, damn, here's Colorado. And Wedgwood has played out of his mind now he's got a 9-13, but he's got a 2.23 goals against average. And he's basically being the guy carrying them, because he started 16 of their 20 games so far this season. They obviously don't really trust Trent Minor that much. So they're just like, hey, we're going to run with Scott Wedgwood here. And that's been itself another maybe underreported story, is how kind of like your number two just steps up and is killing it.
Absolutely, yeah. I've had two of their games so far this year. Had the opener in Los Angeles, and yeah, he's just a really confident guy. He's kind of changed his training. He's always had these spurts where he's been really good. So he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder that he's a veteran who always has believed, I think, that he had game, and now he's kind of unlocked some other parts of him with this different kind of training. I think has kind of probably increased his self-esteem and just realizes, okay, I am better now. I'm better than I was even before. And now I'm getting this great opportunity on this amazing team. And I still think they'll probably add a defenseman at some, you know, they have guys playing the opposite side at times. They probably would like to get a little bit of balance there and maybe one more bottom six guy. We'll see if they get completely healthy, though. Logan O'Connor is such a key guy on their team. He's really a playoff kind of guy and just perfect. So, and I know Parker Kelly, they love him, and Drury's coming along. So they really are building something there. Maybe just one more forward, maybe on the fourth line. I think they visualize their third line. But yeah, they are certainly the favorite right now. I think the most complete team in the league. But again, Dallas is really coming on, and Jim Neal will do some things. And once they get going in the postseason, that will be an epic 7-game series if we get that again this year.
Well, yeah, I guess probably shaping up to maybe be in the second round, so they'll potentially battle for home ice, which would be. Which would be a good race, no question. You look at some other teams. Like, do you see a lot of the? Is there an Eastern team you like the best?
I would pick Carolina, even with their questions in net, mainly because of the health of Freddie Anderson. When he's good, he's like a 1A top guy. Like, he's good when he's healthy. Now he's older now. Suddenly he's in his mid-30s. And, you know, Kochetkov, I wouldn't trust him. That guy is a maniac at times. He always has these moments that kind of hurts him. I don't know, long term, he's the guy. So that is the big question with them. But I really like what they did. And the emerging young players, you know, Stankoven, Blake, Jarvis, there's these really gritty, old school, almost like Adams Division hockey from like the 80s kind of guys here in the 21st century. And they got three of those guys like that. Aho's just a really, you know, just a really star player. Svechnikov, I think, is maybe starting to try to figure it out here now. He's been a little bit better this year. Their bottom six is phenomenal. That third line is so good. And then Robinson has emerged. He's like Martinook. When Carrier's healthy, he's heavy. So they really have so many, you know, good parts to their team. And Miller just kind of fits in with their unit. Nikishin, I think, is an absolute horse defenseman who's so dynamic offensively and big, and he can skate. A little bit of the language barrier still to communicate with him. But, you know, Slavin hasn't even been out there, and here they are. So there's something about them. Maybe this is the year. They're always good under Brendan Moore. They always usually win one playoff series under Brendan Moore. Not one of these teams that just, you know, gets to the playoffs, and like Tampa Bay hasn't had really much playoff success at all since they lost in the Cup final. But you know, they win one every year too. Not just get in there every year under him, they win one. And obviously they've been to the conference finals multiple times. So this might be the year for them now. You know, there'll be some resistance there when the Jerseys makes their final move at the deadline, and they're a complete team. They're going to be very good. But I do like Carolina, and they were actually my preseason pick to win the Cup, because I did think in the East they were the best team to get there. And then I figured, well, why not give it a shot? The West might absolutely, you know, kill each other getting there. But again, a healthy Colorado team and a healthy Carolina team, seven-game series, you know, you take Colorado.
The New York Islanders, hey, they won the lottery in the summer. And now all of a sudden they are like, I don't think anybody thought they would have this much of a turnaround. They're 7-2-1. They had that emotional game against Dallas. Probably fight your coach is pissed off. And rightfully so, I think, on that Rantanen play. You know, they got young Schaefer on the back end, but Bo Horvat's playing great. Emil Heinemann is killing it from that trade from Montreal. Like, there's a lot of things going well for the Islanders right now.
Matthew Darche is just going to be a star GM. He's instantly a top-tier GM in my mind. The Dobson trade was phenomenal. I love Heinemann. He is a tank. Matthew Schaefer is a franchise-altering personality talent that happens occasionally in sports, and he's done it. He's completely transformed, and they played way more road games than home games. They haven't even had a chance to show off this rookie at home that much. It's going to be electrifying as the season goes along, and he does that. You know, we see occasionally defensemen come right in, and they are stars. Makar did it. Ray Bourque did it right away, and this kid is doing it. And so he has altered that team where they have a buzz and an energy now because of him. And then Darche with the Dobson trade, which I thought was phenomenal. And then, you know, obviously Horvat's good and Barzal's good, and then they got some stuff there. And I do think Patrick Waugh's a great coach, and I've always liked him. And so there's stuff now. They got stuff. Their cap situation is going to be very good here going forward. Guys are starting to come off. And if they want to make a move like a Lee or Pageau, but now they're like, they're probably thinking, well, geez, we should probably put all of those guys. Those guys would have great value. Lee is like a bottom six guy on a playoff team. Pageau as well. So good in the faceoff, right-handed shot. But now they're probably thinking, geez, if we're in the hunt, we have to keep these guys and maybe try to extend them, have them, you know, cut down their AAV, have them, you know, give them some term and maybe chop them down and keep this thing rolling, because suddenly they probably look at themselves a lot differently. They're not just a lottery team now. There's no need to trade guys who have value. If Lee and Pageau give you value in the next contract, like I said, then you keep them, because your gut will be looking for good players anyway. So, yeah, it's very exciting, I think, the Islanders and Matthew Schaefer, what he's done.
What do you think of the Oilers?
I've had them a lot this year. I've had them multiple times. And it's something to watch. I mean, obviously, Leon and Connor just drag this entire roster with them, trying to get anything out of it that they can. You know, obviously, it's great having Hyman back. It's going to take a while for his timing, but he gives them so much personality, and he gives them such a nice little jolt of energy when he's going around the net. Certainly could have won that game in overtime last night when he stopped on the puck with his skates, and he had other backside tap-in opportunities that just weren't quite there along the post. He'll start scoring in bunches, and then you get Nugent Hopkins back. So until they're fully formed again, they do this every year, 4 years in a row, right around 500. But they certainly have some flaws they have to address. I don't know if the defense is going to get better that much, and they're thin, so if they get hurt and block shots like Wallman last night and some buddies are out, it's not going to be good. I think Ekholm looked much better last night. I thought it was one of his better games. Maybe he can kind of, you know, get that back for another season or two, because he is aging quickly. You know, Podkolzin to me blows up every offensive play they have. He just blows it up. I mean, I like the kid. He's strong. He's defensively minded. But, man, he can't make an offensive play at all. And I see so many plays just go away as soon as he gets the puck in the offensive zone. And I think there's a reason why his numbers are what they are offensively, his assist totals and everything. So I think he's more a bottom six guy, third or fourth liner. And so it's going to be difficult. They're going to have to, you know, hit something here. I don't know what they're going to do. And, of course, the goalie question is the biggest one for them in the room.
Yeah, well, no, that's the biggest one. I agree. I said
that's my Oiler rant.
I think the Oilers, I think ideally they need another top six shooter. And if Podkolzin on my third line, I'm extremely happy. He works super hard. I have no problem with him like that. But yeah, he's not necessarily the most, you know, offensively tuned player. But Draisaitl likes him because he's so good at working the corners and gets in the puck, and that's fine. But I do think at times they could use another finisher. Roslovic's come in. He's played very well. You have Hyman back, but I think they need one more. Alex Tuck, maybe. We'll see. But that's a big one. Oilers defense, I actually think, can play way better. Their top five defense is pretty solid. Brett Kulak just went through probably the two-week worst stretch of his career.
And I saw your tweet every time I saw that.
Oh, yeah, that was wild.
Boy, that was rough.
But, Bouchard, Ekholm, I think, quietly hasn't had a good season, really. He's got to get going here. So Bouchard had a terrible October.
I thought he did. Yeah, right. Bouchard was better last night, too.
Bouchard was better the last few games. Nurse has been better the last few games. So, but their goaltending is still going to be the question mark for sure. And the thing is, I don't see, I know everybody says Saros. I don't think that's realistic. So I'd be curious to see what other area they're looking at for a goalie.
Right, yeah, it's going to be something to watch. But again, they'll start going once they get healthy. Everybody back, they'll start cruising. They play a lot of road games. They're going to go on a 6-7-8 game win streak, and be fine. And it's coming.
Yeah, I would agree, John. Great stuff, buddy. We appreciate it, man. For fun, how many goals does Ovi end with this season?
This season, we're going to go with 32 goals.
32 goals. All right. Nice.
Write it down. I'll remember that.
All right. We will. Okay. Thanks, John. Have a good one.